what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and my fellow patriots all across the nation, all across the globe. Hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful morning. So, interesting enough, there's a couple little things. I mean, I'm not a Q. I don't really agree with a lot of the things that Dr. Q says, but I found something to be extremely interesting that I heard through different outlets that I had to really dig into. Apparently, Donald Trump moved about 2,000 servers or classified documents, something along those lines. You guys can check it out for yourself, to his servers in Palm Beach. Now, I don't know if that means anything that Dr. Q is saying is true, but it is particularly strange. So we have, again, more violence occurring all over the United States, more lack of respect for police officers and law enforcement. We've got a detective that was randomly just hit in New York City. But this, we can thank Mayor de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo for making police officers villains in that state. That's why their crime rate is so high. So if you're listening to me from New York, get the fuck out. There's better places. Go to Texas. Go to Tennessee. Come over here to Florida. If you're a Democrat, don't come to Florida, please. If you're going to vote blue, we don't want you. So, very simple. So it's obvious now the CDC changed their guidelines, and they're obviously not following the science instead of just following simple logic. We now found out that it's actually not, social distancing actually doesn't do anything for you. As a matter of fact, it's more depending on how long you're in an isolated area with a person that has COVID. So all this social distancing crap, again, was a farce, was bullshit. And they got us to follow along. They got us to basically follow their orders. They got us to wear masks. Now, Fauci suddenly says masks are not needed if you're vaccinated. Well, guess what? I'm not getting vaccinated. I will not do anything that Dr. Fauci says for me to do. One, because I think for myself. And two, I'm yet to feel comfortable enough to take any vaccine without seeing what is going on with this vaccine. So on the political world, I mean, there's still the crisis on the border. That hasn't changed. Poor Texas is dealing with that on their own. Donald Trump had, when he would talk and have discussions in relation to COVID-19, he would be on every call. There was about 50 calls that were made daily to governors and different lawmakers, during COVID-19. And Vice President Pence, as we know, he led the way. Trump was on all those calls except one. Joe Biden has been on zero calls. Zero calls. He has not done one call, and Kamala Harris has done maybe two calls. So this should lead you to believe that I don't know what the hell these people are doing. They don't care. Kamala Harris is dodging the border crisis. They're dodging the whole carry, which, in my opinion, is a crime. I think that guy should be tried for treason, giving information. So, I mean, even Mike Pompeo, which I have the highest respect for him, he said that while Pompeo says he was briefing Trump, Kerry was briefing Iran's foreign minister. I mean, that should really alarm a lot of Americans out there. It should really alarm a lot of Americans, because we are dealing with a crooked, and obviously crooked, because they're showing their true colors. I mean, it's not like this is something we're not seeing with our own two eyes. And they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it. It's incredible. She has not done one news conference. Kamala Harris has not done one news conference in 35 days on the border crisis. But she's in charge of it. How the fuck does that make sense? Was not... Now tell me, for those anti-Trumpsters, are you regretting your vote now? Oh, Trump made mean tweets. Trump hurt my feelings. Trump was a transparent president. Trump was a great president. You fucking idiots fucked it up for all of us. You fucking guys that voted against your own special interests, you guys are a bunch of idiots. Did you guys really think Biden was going to unify us? Apparently Biden's plan for climate change involves us eating one burger a day. Therefore, I'll make sure to eat three of them a day now. This is just ridiculous, guys. I mean, this is unreal. This has to be a joke. I mean, we have to be living in the Twilight Zone. And therefore, since we are living in the Twilight Zone, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to introduce the one and only... The one and only...
Dr. Q!
Okay, you were so fucking delayed, which means you weren't even paying attention to me. And Susie and Susie gets upset because I cut you off. But she doesn't get upset and defend me when you don't even listen to my opening arguments or my opening statements.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm looking at, like, Michael Jackson right in front of me, so, you know.
So let me ask you something, Q. Will you be attending with me on the 2021 tour? The TRN tour?
When are we doing it?
Well, I mean, I'm getting the bus ready. I should have the bus, hopefully, by the time you get here this month. Hopefully, well, you're going to see the bus. It's not going to be completed. Because the hardest part really is, getting all the stuff outside, you know, all the images and everything done to the actual bus. But I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. Right. And I want you to tour Pennsylvania with me, at least, since that's your home state. Let's change some fucking minds. Let's get some people coming to the right. To the right side of things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can really blow this up big time, so.
You can you can really what?
I can really blow it up to a point of, like more than you even expect. Like, I'm affiliated with many, 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 many people. Not just this podcast, you know?
Oh, yeah. Who? Who are you affiliated with?
It's not that
I'm affiliated with. Are you friends with the preacher? Hallelujah!
You know what I
find ironic, right? Everybody is criticizing. Everybody's criticizing, saying that Joe Biden has, mind you, he has the lowest approval rating since Trump. But that was not too long ago. But prior to that, he's got the lowest approval rating since the last four presidents, aside from Trump. And interesting enough, everybody's actually believing this. Now, let me explain to you something. These stats are completely off. Keep in mind that the first 100 days that Donald Trump was in office, and this was recorded, this was actual recorded documentation. Okay, he got 91 or 93% negative news coverage. Negative news coverage.
Well, how can he have coverage when he's not around? he doesn't want to, you know, show up in any kind of coverage at all. I mean, because he's fake, complete phony.
In what sense? And what you've been saying? And what you've been
100%.
Have you been hearing the recent podcast we have? Because a lot of people have been debunking your stuff.
The Flat Earth?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're debunking it? Yeah, what are they saying? Because I never hear anything.
Well, you should be paying attention to the podcast then. I mean, I've had...
How? Are you saying it on the podcast?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's people that I stream with, Republicans that are, you know, and I had a professor on my show the other day, and he was a hell of a fucking, hell of a guy, person to bring in into the show, and... Yeah, man. I mean, he spoke more about the violence and all that stuff, but the flat earth is just, he says it's ridiculous. He says it would actually
be, he's ridiculous. Said
the moon landing would actually be more expensive to fake the moon landing than actually go to the moon.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah, you know why? Because NASA gets it from us. Like, you know, they're stealing money from us for forever, for decades. For I mean, who knows how long? I don't know how long NASA has been around. But, you know, as long as NASA has been around, they've been stealing money from us. And that's how they fund for these projects. Oh, he's right. But they have it, you know, from us. Taxpayers' money. He's a moron. I don't care if he's a professor or not. There's professors out there that are all freaking liberals. They all have an agenda.
He's a hardcore Republican.
Well, you know, there's also rhinos, you know what I mean? Fake Republicans.
I mean,
you know,
he's not a rhino.
Or he's just part of everything, you know?
He's not a rhino. He's not a fake Republican. He just believes the same thing I believe, which is...
Right, he believes,
that you're
you
full
know,
of shit. I mean, no, there's facts, man. We got pictures. We've got people just landed.
What?
People just landed
what?
From
What's
the
back?
Space station.
Listen, nobody landed in PlayStation. Space station, okay?
I think that's where you get your information from, the video games you play.
Yeah, I don't play video games. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. So, you know, if he's going against it, then he's a moron too. So... You know, I don't care if he's a professor or what. That doesn't mean shit. You know, you have people involved in the whole Democratic Party saying they're this and that. Look at Fauci. He's a fucking moron. You know, he has an agenda. It's all about the agenda. You have an agenda for the New World Order. That's what you're going to continue to argue.
Thousands of Floridians are being...
And that's it. So I don't give a shit what these motherfuckers say.
Okay,
means
so
nothing.
I want to see what this is, because this is actually quite interesting. This is apparently I didn't hear about this one, which is
what is it?
Anthony Alvarez, COPPA to release Chicago police shooting a video of 22-year-old. I want to watch this live. I want to see what the deal is with this.
Breaking right in the next 24 hours, we will see body camera video of another fatal Chicago police shooting already sparking protests.
The grieving family of a 22-year-old man is asking for answers after they viewed that footage privately tonight.
Anthony Posse is live with the details of the shooting. Anthony?
Corey and Don, the shooting happened 2 days after the fatal police shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo. And from what we know so far, the circumstances were eerily similar, with a police foot chase preceding both of these shootings. Now, tonight at COPPA headquarters, the family of 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez was able to view privately that police body cam footage. And the family says watching that footage left them with more questions than answers.
Quiero yo más respuestas. Los videos no me explican lo que yo vi en la morgue.
She said, I want more answers. The videos I saw do not explain what I saw in the morgue. That's the grieving mother of 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez, shot and killed by a Chicago police officer after a foot chase back on March 31st in the Portage Park neighborhood.
Quiero saber por qué lo...
So now they bring this stuff up, something that happened March, what, 31st? I mean, I don't understand why this is continuously happening. And people are already protesting without even knowing the end result. This is ridiculous, man. I mean, whatever happened to just having some fucking intelligence and knowing when something just doesn't feel right?
Because it's about the agenda. It's about the agenda to create a civil war, you know, have races against races. Like I said, you know, we are weaker, you know, when we're split apart, you know what I mean? But we're all together. We can destroy these motherfuckers, and they want to keep us separated at all times. They mess with people's emotions the easiest way.
Listen to this. Listen to this, which is something people probably don't even talk about. But interesting enough, right? So a New York City drunk driver crashes into an NYPD officer and kills him after leaving a podcast where she said, and she closed it with, fuck the police. Well, bitch, fuck you, because you just got yourself into some deep shit. You know what? Karma is a fucking bitch. I hope they give you a fucking huge sentence, because you were drinking and driving again, similar to guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, the car didn't kill the police officer. That person driving drunk did. And I hope she pays the fullest extent of the law for being a dumbass and drinking and driving. Oh, this is interesting. There was apparently a massive, massive brawl in a Mississippi diner. This looks cool. So I love seeing fights. I don't know if you guys care about it, but I love seeing fights. Okay, so you guys know I'm the voice of America. At least for you guys, I'm the voice. I try to give every single one of you guys a voice. So we're going to go straight to the emails. You know that you can reach me at Jase, J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com if you want your voice to be heard. I will be more than glad to do so for you. More than glad. Okay. So
real quick, Jay.
Yeah.
But before you get to these emails, what have people been saying about the podcast?
You should listen to my previous podcast and you'd know.
What, today? From yesterday?
This morning's podcast. I mean, yesterday's podcast. So, yeah, it wasn't the most, let's just say, it wasn't positive. It wasn't extremely positive. I mean, you had your little supporters here and there.
Well, isn't that the way it always is? I mean, has anything really changed?
I mean, yeah, a lot of people were laughing at you, so, I mean, that did change. But, I mean, people already laugh at you, so.
Yeah, exactly. But laughing at what? Like, the Bible? Like, what are they laughing at?
That's one way that I interpreted the Bible. That's one way. He explained the light, right? He explained how it's light. He doesn't explain the craters that are on the moon. He's saying the moon is a beam of light. Then explain right. The craters and the fact that we can look with a telescope and we can see the that it's not just a beam of light, that it's a mass thing. And anybody can do this.
I mean, unless
that's the other conspiracy theory that you're going to come up with, then now the U.S. launched a light up into space or a fake moon above, so we could think there's a moon and the whole world can see it. I mean, that would just be the
No, I'm not saying that at all. I was thinking about that too. You know, that
oh
was definitely
my god,
me.
It crossed
was,
you. It crossed your mind.
Yeah, that was definitely bothering me too.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Because I literally looked at the moon in a scope, you know, a telescope, and I could see craters. You know, so I hear all kinds of different things, man. I hear that the moon is actually like hollow. And it's basically housing like all kinds of, you know, different aliens, this and that. I hear that the moon is actually, you know, another planet, like all kinds of crazy shit, you know,
I hear the voice of a man that's going to be in a psych ward soon and owing me a lot of money. That is what I hear. I hear your voice and I hear cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay, so let's get to the emails. This is from Dennis, Denisio. Today's podcast. Hey, Jase, I listened to today's podcast, and I was both very impressed and pleased at the gentleman you had as a guest. I wonder if you could get him to be your co-host and kick Dr. Crazy to the curb, ? To be honest, I started listening to your podcast for the knowledge you bring and the like-mindedness I feel with your views, not the rambling of an obvious crazy man, LOL. I was especially impressed with the conversation about our children. I myself grew up in rural Kentucky, and my parents taught me to use my manners and be respectful. I have in turn taught those same values to my son, who is now 11 and uses words that are fast disappearing from our youth's vocabulary, like please and thank you, sir and ma'am. He is very respectful to people, no matter their age or skin color. I have tried my best to teach him that we are all human and not see someone based on their skin, gender, or social status. I will be the first to admit I'm not the perfect parent by any means, but if I can teach my son basic values every human should have, then there is no excuse why everyone else can't do the same. You're on point. You're 100% accurate. The youth are our future. They will learn what we teach them or pick up knowledge from other sources when we are absent from those duties. Great show today. Looking forward to hopefully seeing you and your bus here east in East Tennessee. Good day, and God bless, James. James, you will see me in Tennessee. Damn right I'll be in Tennessee. But yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. Everything is learned in the household. Racism, the way you treat others, the way you respect others, the way you behave in front of others, all that comes from the household. And I'm not going to lie. I wasn't raised in the best household. I'm not criticizing my parents, because my parents were great parents. My dad worked for the federal government. My parents were divorced, though. So I had that weird split life, which I think affected me to a certain point during my youth. And but yeah, it was very different for me than it was for a lot of people. And I think I could relate a lot to people that were in poverty. We lived three families in one house. That should just give you an idea. Three full-blown families, married with children, living in one household. So yeah, so that should actually tell you guys a lot. That should tell you guys a lot about the way that I was raised. But yeah, I agree 100% with everything you said. Q, would you like to respond to your to the?
No, I just want to know what this guy's talking about. Like, who was the host first of all? Because I didn't listen to anything. So who's the host that you brought on?
The professor that you called an idiot early on in the show.
Oh, if he's calling the Earth a globe, he's an idiot.
Okay.
Because he's obviously brainwashed, or he's part of the agenda, one or the other.
Okay, you keep reading these agenda things.
Now, the moon situation, like I said, I sort of agree. Like, I really don't know what the fuck it is. And, I don't know, you know, what we're seeing or what. But I'm just saying that the fact here is, you know, it's flat Earth. I mean, it's fucking flat.
That's not a
fact. You have pilots. Jay, you have pilots on the in the fucking airplane, okay, showing the fucking flat Earth, dude, as they're driving. It's fucking flat.
You're so cute. Listen, you're crazy. Anyway, so let's jump to
pilots. You don't understand what the pilots are saying? Like, do you not believe them? Like, I don't
believe what you're saying, because I haven't heard anything of any pilots. So I'm gonna jump to the next email.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay, send it to me. Send me your fake information. Yeah. Okay, so Neil's titles, thank you. Jace, I'm a veteran, and I appreciate you standing up for my brothers and sisters in the military. Fuck Colin Kaepernick. Tell him he can go to Afghanistan with me and stand in front of a roadside bomb. It's simple. You don't like this country or my flag, I'll help you pack. As always, man, keep up the amazing work. It'll all pay off. If you ever need backup, I always have your six, man. Full speed ahead, Neil. Thank you, Neil. Thank you for having my six, my friend. And yes, and thank you for serving our country, and thank you for the service you provided us, which is why it bothers me so much seeing these little fuckers kneeling and burning the American flag. Never have I seen anywhere where people are burning American flags and at the same time holding up Mexican flags. I don't care. I'm going to say how I see it and I'm going to call it how I see it. In the RNC in 2016, at the convention, there was actually people outside while Trump was speaking. There was people outside burning American flags and waving the Mexican flag. Well, guess what, motherfucker? If you like Mexico so much, get the fuck back over there. It's good to have pride for your country, but you don't burn the American flag and wave the Mexican flag. Then go back to your fucking country and then burn the American flag there and wave the Mexican flag. Otherwise, sit the fuck down and respect our country. And don't be waving a flag that doesn't belong in our country and burning a flag that belongs in our country and represents all the soldiers that have given their lives and every man and woman that has sacrificed anything to make this country better. It's not just the military. It's anybody that invented something that made society better. It's anybody, any welder that built something, anybody who built a road, anybody who did anything to make our world better, to make our country better. And it's from the simplest thing to a tech guy to anybody that played a part to make America great, which you are. They deserve that respect, and that flag represents all of them. Okay, so let me go to another email, and then I'm gonna jump on Q again because it's just too much fun. So I got one from Alex. The left is absolutely idiotic. Who is this clock guy? That dude is an absolute dipshit. He must still live at home with his mommy and daddy, who are fucking snowflakes too, I bet. The dude needs to move into those black communities that he's justifying the riots and see the black on black crimes. And as for Kaepernick, stop talking about that fucking fool of an American. Fuck that guy. Stand for the flag, kneel for the fallen. And rubber bullets, yeah, that will work out real well when criminals have real bullets. Ha ha ha, jock guy, oops, I mean cock guy, shit. Clock guy, go back to your parents' basement and keyboard warrior. While myself, Jace, and all other hardworking Republicans pay your way through your lazy ass, snowflake, diving Biden, and camel toe Harris voting libtard life. Wow, that was good. Alex, that was real good. Very good email. Straight to the point. Straight to the point. But yeah, this is unfortunate, but this is the way the left thinks. This is the way the left thinks. They validate, and they'll lay back and they'll look at everything that's happening in this country, and they'll give their opinions. They'll say what's wrong. They'll criticize this country, but they're not on the front lines, nor do they live near those neighborhoods. I've already said it. The epidemic that we have right now is not police officers shooting blacks. It's black on black crime. Very simple. I mean, look, anybody who kneels to the flag is a piece of shit, in my opinion. None of these people live in the areas in which they are defending. The only people that know those areas are those cops that are policing those areas. And they know what they're putting themselves through every single day. No one else knows it because they're not in their shoes. Okay? So, again, as I've said, I'm going to continue to fight the good fight. I'm going to continue to try to start a movement. This is a movement. And I will try to talk to as many people as I possibly can to start maybe changing the way they see life and the way they see the Republican Party. I think they are confused. I don't think they really know what the Republican Party stands for. I don't think they've ever grabbed a history book. I don't think they see the values of the Republicans. I mean, it's just, to me, it's utterly ridiculous. When I see all these people attacking Republicans and saying that we're racist, yet it's the party that freed the blacks. So, I mean, again, this is when it comes to working hard, I know a little something about that. I do have my moments where I'm lazy. Everybody has those moments. But I work really hard. I'm delivering cars. I own for those of you that don't know, I own a little rental car, local rental car business. It's doing pretty well. It's getting bigger and bigger. And me and my wife, it's a business that me and my wife run. And at times I have to go deliver cars when we can't get somebody to do it for us. It's a lot of work. But I don't mind because we're building something. And that's the problem. I don't look at myself like a victim because I'm Hispanic. I look at myself like I'm privileged because I was born in this country and I'm an American. And America has so many opportunities for people like me. So many. This country's done more for me than what I've done for it. As a matter of fact, I'm very ashamed of the fact that I even served prison time because I feel like I did a disjustice to taxpayers and I did a disjustice to myself, my family. And I self-destructed my own world. You know, I was a self-destructive person. And I'm not innocent of the crimes that they accuse me of. By far, am I not? I was guilty. Maybe manipulated a little bit because of my age, but guilty of the crimes. I knew what I was doing didn't feel right, and I knew there was something wrong about it. So I hold myself accountable for that. But now I will never commit a crime again because I never want to be away from my family. I will always defend law enforcement, even though I've had encounters with them quite often. I know they're doing their job. They put me away. They put me in prison. They put a criminal away. I was a criminal. I admit to it. I hold my own. I will admit to it. And they put me away, and it was well-deserved. At the time, I was mad because I was away from my kids. I couldn't be with my family. I was trapped in a prison with a bunch of child molesters, with a bunch of different types of people, gang members, all sorts of different types of corrupted cops. And I'm going to tell you, at that time, I was mad at the justice system. I was, because you're mad because you're being punished. You're not supposed to be happy. Nobody's happy with the punishment. But as time went on, and I'm going to tell you where everything changed, was when I was sent to the SHU, to the special housing unit. I was in solitary confinement for 36 days. So that when you're alone in those places, your mind starts thinking. And it's like clockwork. It starts thinking and it starts getting deep into your brain. And you know what? I came to the conclusion, those 36 days were the best days of my life. And the reason I say that, I suffered the most and I learned the most about myself because I was alone. Alone listening to my own thoughts, analyzing everything. And I came to the conclusion that everything I got, I deserved. No matter how much I tried to justify everything that I had done, I had committed a crime and I deserved to be there and I should not have blamed anybody else. I was holding myself accountable. And that was the moment where my prison sentence completely changed when I looked at it as if it was a punishment and what that's what it was. And that I don't want to be in this position ever again, so therefore don't commit crimes. And I changed my life and I don't do it anymore. Plain and simple. And just for the record, if you guys are trying to find out what it is that I did, I was involved in mortgage fraud. I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't doing violent crimes. I was involved in a real estate scheme from 2006 to 2009. Okay, so that being said, Q, you there? Or have you not been paying attention to me again?
What's up?
What was I just talking about?
You've been in prison.
Okay, good. Because if not, I expect Susie to be emailing you and harassing you. Because you're not. So, Q, tell me, tell people so the audience knows a little bit more. You don't have to say your name, obviously, even though you've said it several times on the fucking podcast by accident. But tell people a little bit about yourself and the way. Like, so people, because I think that people, when they asked me in one of the questions they asked me yesterday, why is it that I bring you on the show? Why you're my co-host? And I explained everything. And I told them that you're not weird in any which way. You're a normal person. But apparently, in my opinion, you've been brainwashed. But that's not what you think. And I respect that. Whatever. But tell people exactly a little bit about yourself so people can have an understanding that you're like a normal guy. What you do and stuff like
that. I'm probably one of the most down-to-earth normal guys you probably know. Honestly. I mean, can you deny that?
I mean, you're definitely, I can tell you, I have very little people that I can call friends, handful. And I can tell you this man is top two. And that should mean because I have no, I'm talking about, I have acquaintances, people I do business with, those I do not consider friends. Those are just business associates or acquaintances. I can count my friends in my hand, and he's in my top two. So,
what do you want me exactly talk about here?
I mean, a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living and stuff like that? Like, just something so people can understand that you're just a regular American, a regular working American, that there's nothing odd about you. You don't sit in a computer all day and, you know, you run your own business. I mean, you know what I mean?
So today, Jace actually calls me out of nowhere again. I'm actually in between jobs right now. Probably within an hour, I'll be running to one of my other jobs, houses. I'm a contractor, so I have my own business in Philly, and I'm honestly I'm not floating my own boat, but I'm definitely one of the most down to earth people you can ever meet. If you meet me, you'll say the same thing because everybody tells me the same thing. I just have a very good heart. I have great intuition in people. I can pick you out in 2 minutes. As soon as I meet you, I can pick you out in 2 minutes, literally. you know, it's a little harder, like, you know, hearing your voice, you know, and not seeing you in person, but I can still do it. I'm usually right. And I've given Jace, you know, my opinions on certain things, and I was always right. So
no, you were not.
Always.
You're so
when it comes to people.
Oh, when it comes to people. Okay. I'm sorry. I lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always right. Yeah. Like. I mean, when I'm telling you right now, guys. When I tell you something, I'm telling you right now. I'm not going to sit there and tell you something if it's fake. You know, and I didn't do some serious research. I mean, I don't just go on, like, you know, mass media, and I'm involved with many, many different boards, discussion boards, people, Q. Like, I mean, it's so abundant. I can't even explain to you guys. Like, I get my information every day, literally 24/7, and you know, sometimes.
Q, can you give me some credit? Who was the one that inspired you to open your own business?
Oh, definitely you. Yeah, I met Jason in prison, and he you know, I basically protected him.
Shut up. I was basically
like the enforcer. Literally.
Shut up. Nobody fucked with us. We had each other's backs. Give me a break. My enforcer in a federal prison where everybody's a fucking bitch. Give me a break.
I mean, it's, you know,
it was rough
times.
I mean, he didn't really protect me. He just had to stand with
me. Mentally, emotionally, you know what I mean? Like,
let me tell you something. He was like my therapist in prison. He really was. Yeah. Every time I needed to rise up, and because he had a certain way of doing things, it almost looked like prison wasn't affecting him. So then I was like, how the fuck? But I understood what he was doing. He was keeping his mind occupied. And he had a good way of doing that. He had a strategy, and I'm not going to say what it was, but he was focused on something, and it was a good way of killing time. Meanwhile, I was, and I mean, again, yeah, nobody wants to fuck with a guy that's 6'5", or anybody who's hanging out with a guy that's 6'5" and full of muscle and knows how to box, which is Dr. Q. So yeah, nobody, he didn't need to be my enforcer. I just needed to be in his presence. And I mean, nobody was going to fuck with something like that. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I let the people know who they are, you know, that they're nothing. You know, I mean, not nothing, but like they're frauds, you know. I just, you know, I didn't stand for anything. I didn't give a fuck what people thought in there. I wasn't scared of anybody. I didn't care who they were, how big.
That is true. Know? That is true. But do not put him on a stage with people. Do not by any means put him on a stage to talk to anybody, because he will start. He looks like he's having a fucking seizure. Let me tell you
something. Number one, that was something that I wasn't expecting. Number one, you know, it's like,
but it
happened. I don't know what you're getting called. It's like,
but it happened every time you got on stage. He got me in trouble, guys. I almost got kicked out of this program because. I kept laughing every time he got on stage, and then they were telling me that I was laughing, and I would get in trouble. And like, this program was an important program because it actually gave it reduced your sentence. So you don't want to get kicked out of this program. There's a motive.
Drug program. It was RDAP. It's a drug program. It was basically a bullshit program just to get your sentence lesser.
Yeah, I mean, most people that are there have no drug issues. I mean, it's just complete bullshit. They pay the prison $33,000 per person that signs up to it. So it incentivizes the prison to continue to run the program and continue to get as many people in there as humanly possible. But that being said,
You get things that are common sense, like people that don't have common sense. You learn things in there where, you know, you learn basically how to use your common sense, you know, in a way where you just, you know where the trouble is, where it's not, by certain actions that people do or whatever. And these are things I already knew, you know, but like, you know, a lot of criminals, you know, that are in there, don't know that. And they just see money, you know, like big drug dealers or something, or, you know, just addicts where they just go towards that way of life instead of thinking first. So, you know, I like I said, it, you know, it all depends on the individual. I mean, you know, some people got stuff out of it. I honestly got nothing. I just did it because of that damn bullshit. You know, like,
you know, I can tell you, it did help me in the sense of controlling my anxiety, because I do suffer from anxiety. I think it does help people, but since most people take it as a joke, and most of the people there are there for reasons, and let me tell you something, I don't care what anybody tells me, 98% at least, or 99% of the people that are in federal prison belong there. The justice system makes its mistakes, but for the most part, we were there, we lived it, we had the experience. The majority of people that were there were guilty. They can lie to themselves. Exactly. They can lie to themselves and say they're not guilty, but they were guilty of the crime. They were guilty of the crime, and that's why I have so much. I do believe strongly, and this may be a left point of view, but I do believe that we need to do some sort of prison reform within the system. People 100%. People do not get better going to prison. They do not. And I can tell you, they just become either better or they live in a fake pretense of what the real world really looks like. And when I say this, I say it not for people like me and Q that served what would be considered a small time compared to what some of these people are serving, which is like 20 years, 12 years. A lot changes in 12 years. I remember one particular guy showed me a book that was published in 2012. And I was in federal prison. The book was about 8 years old or something. So he shows me this book and he says, this is what I'm going to do when I get out of prison. So I read the book because I read more books in prison than I've ever read in my entire life. I must have read over 200 books, never been a reader, but prison, you got to keep your mind occupied. And this guy, when I finished reading this book, I looked at him and I go, I don't know who the publisher is, and I don't know where you got this book. I go, but this is exactly what I went to prison for. This book is teaching you real estate fraud, what is now considered real estate fraud. So this tells you that what they have inside the prison system is so behind that these people don't even know what they're going to do when they get out. They're going to be lost. The majority of them think they're going to be personal trainers. They don't realize the world is overflooded with them. The U.S. is overflooded with them. So they come with these dreams, and then when they realize, damn, I was in prison and everything is completely different than what I thought it was, they go back to their old ways. So prison needs to be more of a place that teaches people. It needs to be some sort of punishment, because you do need to be punished for the crimes you committed. You need to feel that suffering. I think the suffering comes when you have family and you actually care about them. And being away from your family, I think that that's really what I think most people that made a mistake and end up in prison feel. Those that don't have family and just don't care, that's a different story. But for the most part, prison should be a place where it teaches people when they get out to be better. And it doesn't do that.
Well, Jay, the one thing about the system is, no more, it's completely against you. You can't win. In the federal system, you cannot fucking win unless you have a lawyer that's like $300,000 lawyer.
That's not true, because that's the lawyer I had, and I still lost.
Well, I didn't say that. I, if you listen to me, I kept going. You know, before interrupting me again. You have $300,000 lawyer, and you know, they don't need to make a deal with the prosecutor, and they're pretty much, you know, they're open where they can pretty much, you know, help you out. Then they'll help you out, but you know, they only help you out to a point. You know, they'll never get you off scot-free. Absolutely never, no way, because they have an oath to the office, which is the judge and the government. That it's not an oath to you. Like I said, all it has to do with the you know, original Constitution and the corporation.
Oh my God! How did you turn this into a good conversation?
Because I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you what it's about. It's all about. That's exactly what it's about. It's about the oath of the office is not to you, the civilian. Okay, it's to the government. So no matter what, you will lose. It's all about money. They're making money, money, money. So when I was in there, what kept my mind off of things was studying law. So I studied law for 2 years. That's how long I was in there. And the things I've learned, where, you know, they try to get you a conspiracy and they basically bullshit you because you don't know the law. You don't know exactly what it consists of. And you think just because you were selling drugs and there was somebody got caught that was in a big conspiracy, not a conspiracy, but it was a big drug dealer selling to everybody, that you're in that conspiracy, and you're not. You're not considered in a conspiracy. But they make it seem like you are because you don't know the law, you don't know how to interpret it, and the lawyers that they give you interprets it to you in a way where, same thing, you don't understand it. Do you see what Jay's doing? I'm trying
I'm
to be straight.
Anything. I'm putting background music for you to sound cool.
Shut the fucking news off. Let me shut the fucking all music
right.
off. So
all
I'm
right,
calling.
I'll put it lower.
So my point here is that you know, you don't know the law, and it's not the prison system. It's the system itself. And then, from what I understand, when Donald Trump comes in, and then the Sarah Justera comes in, they are destroying all the court systems, all the lawyers. They have to re-up in their learning under the Constitution, the real Constitution. So that's gonna keep a lot of people out of jail, even if you are guilty of doing something. Because number one, the laws aren't gonna be the way they were as in the legal aspect. So you know, it's gonna be a beautiful thing. But that's my point. You know, it's just that it's against you no matter what, and. You know, that's pretty much about it. You're an asshole.
I mean, I was putting your theme song.
It's not, nah, dude. For what? For why? I'm being
so
serious
people,
about something.
No, because I want people to feel it. Feel it.
Yeah.
You need
whatever.
People to feel your vibration, dude. Like I'm helping you get your vibration out
into
the
world. You're helping shit. You ain't helping shit. You're fucking interrupting again.
I'm not interrupting.
Susie, I need you. I need you, Susie.
You are such a coward.
Interrupting again like a motherfucker. Does not give anybody. As soon as he gets bored or doesn't, go with his narrative, then you know he interrupts you. That's exactly
that
what
is,
Jace does.
That
all
is
the time.
Fake. Fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Fake news. Okay, that is not true whatsoever. Okay, so. What's happening is Q's getting offended because I put his theme song, and I thought he would love his theme song in the background. Aren't you?
Yeah,
why
would I get offended?
I know you're a Marky Mark fan, so I don't understand why you would be offended.
Number one, I ain't a Marky Mark friend. Okay, he's part of the fucking whole system too. So, you know, he's a fucking scumbag. You know, doing the whole Andrew Crum, all that crap. So. All of them are. Every fucking one of them.
Well,
anybody that's real big into the Hollywood is involved big time into that stuff. Because they cannot get there unless they do it. That's it. No offense or buts.
All right. So, Q, we're going to end the show. I'm going to just close it off. I don't think you need to close it off. You just closed it off with something.
Well, what I want to say is basically, you know, that... You know, Jace, like, you know, you want me to be on the show. Did you get my text?
Huh?
Look at your text.
My text.
Yeah, the text I sent you.
Oh, my God. Please tell me it's not something I have to put on.
That is called a vril. That is an alien.
Or it also looks like a defective fucking bat.
No, it's an alien. It's a vril. V-R-I-L-L.
I gotta Google this shit, guys, because this is just fucking ridiculous.
What they do is with that alien, what they do is they put something in your eye. They like it's like something comes out of their mouth and it goes into your eye and it goes into it wraps around into your eye socket and it goes into your brain. Where it makes you a clone. It takes over you.
Okay, so...
That's what these aliens were doing.
Okay, so...
That's just one of them.
I see the
picture. I'm going to send you more.
I see all the pictures. Apparently, when you Google Vril, V-R-I-L-L, it shows...
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Testimonial. They're showing the brains. They're showing how it looks. Okay. Okay, Dali is holding up. Jerry, this is probably what Salvador Dali is holding up here. A Jenny Hanover. More on Dali here. Okay.
That's just one of the aliens. And they're living underneath us right now. Well, I'm not going to say now because, you know,
If you guys look into this a lot, apparently there's a whole community for Vril. When ancient Egyptians tried to warn us of the droning process. And then it shows like snakes or something and they're going into our brain or something. It's interesting to say the least. I don't believe it. Tech 9. They're showing a lot of people apparently showing blood coming out of one eye. So I don't know what the one-eyed symbol means, but Rihanna as well.
Well, that's what happened to them. That's the cloning.
And then it says many celebrities have been seen with mysterious bruises on their eyes. Apparently it has something to do with some sort of creature going into your eyeball. And that is the whole conspiracy behind this. Rosie admits viral drones are real. Wait a second. Rosie O'Donnell? Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. I gotta listen to this. Guys, I'm sorry. I was supposed to end the show already, but it's apparent. In 2013, TV star Roseanne Barr was interviewed on RT and revealed a lot of the truth. Here's some of what she said in the interview.
Well, that's why before when I was on here with you, we talked about MKUltra mind control, and I said, I may not have said it on your show, but in a subsequent speech, I did say, what MKUltra mind control does is train people never to blame the guilty, instead to point the finger downward at the helpless and never upward at the guilty. But, and people in America are just under that kind of mind control, and it originates from Congress and from our government. You know, they don't want to get caught as they're pocketing all the people's dough. But what gets me about the rule by psychopaths is that they're not ever satisfied. Royalty invented a feudal system, and everybody is on, you know, everybody under their class is a breeder that, you know, gives birth to the soldiers and, you know, that do their work for them. So, they needed to have a clear binary, you know, women and men, so they can push that wedding. I call it the wedding military industrial complex. But, they got to keep breeders going, because where are they going to get these kids to send off to their wars and molest and stuff? You know, they have to create that. So they created these clear gender things for their slaves and their serfs. And, they get a wedding and, you know, then they're happy. They're a princess for a day. Then they go back to the fields, you know. It's mind control. It's feudal, land, barren, capitalism, mind control, patriarchy. It's completely obsolete. It's funny when you look at it how ridiculously corrupt it is. And it's hilarious, too, because it's so psychotic. But, we just have to keep laughing it to scorn and watch it die. It doesn't have any place to go now. I think now it's like eating its own tail. I mean, the whole Saudi Arabia, all royal family, 911, Bush, all of it, it's eating its own tail. And everybody's like, truther, you're a truther. You know, when idiots are calling brilliant people stupid, you got a real problem. It's House of Saud works with House of Windsor, works with the Vatican, works with Rothschild. It's all one big friggin' mafia scam. I mean, I'll probably get assassinated or droned when I'm out of here. But it's all a scam, a tired effing scam. These guys are such geniuses, these money geniuses. Here's how smart they are, Abby. They made money obsolete. It's ridiculous. They're stupid. Yeah, it's so stupid. I can't stand when stupid people keep, like, winning. I just can't take it. I don't know. I just can't take it.
Yeah, no.
you know, educate yourself. Find out what's going on. Don't stay asleep or go deeper into the mind control, because it will get worse for you.
Okay, well, that didn't prove any. I mean, she's talking about, she's criticizing the government. I agree with that, but I don't know if she's talking specifically about mind control. Q?
Yeah, well, that wasn't from me. That was from you. You just came up with that one, so.
I mean, that's Roseanne. I mean, Jesus Christ. They're talking about shit. Everybody. Apparently, it's something to do with eyes.
Yeah, I told you. It goes into your eye.
Pence's left, right, red blood vessel eye from the stress. Jay-Z's bruised face. I mean, this is just fucking stupid. I mean, again, this is just stupid.
Stupid because you say it's stupid. Not stupid because it's not real. Just because you say it's stupid.
Stupid because they took Roseanne's comment and they wrote, "Did you catch it? She admits to real parasite." No, she did not. She was talking about how they're orchestrating all this and how the elites control everything and how they play people's brains. She's not talking about extraterrestrials or anything like
that.
No,
she's not. She's not. I don't know where you got that from, because I never tell you to go on that video.
Truthscrambler.com, probably one of the most visited sites by Dr. Q.
You're right.
But I mean, guys, I swear to you, you Google this, and it is like everywhere. Like Hitler. I mean, I see where Q gets his stuff.
Oh, yeah. You see where I get my shit? Yeah, sure.
There's images of all sorts of these real creatures. Drawings.
Of course there is.
People drawing them out.
Did I say this is a secret? I said people just aren't open up. They don't know what to look for, so they can't find it.
That's what I'm saying.
Your mindset's totally different than mine.
All I'm seeing is people that draw very good drawing out different images of what they think it looks like. I saw the picture you sent me, which could be any deformed animal. We have deformed human beings that they look like they're not even human. So, again, this could be a deformity of any creature. But that being said, I'm going to go with my final statement, guys. The 2021 tour is going to happen. I will be speaking to the youth. I will be speaking to every American that wants to be heard all across this country. I am excited. I'm going to be going everywhere, all over the United States. If you guys want to show me some love and support, all you have to do is just visit the RepublicanNationStore.com. We make a little profit off the merchandise. It helps. All this is coming out of my own pocket, but I'm going to keep fighting for America. I don't care how much it costs me. I will continue to fight because I care about the future of the American children, the future of my children, the future of all of you, and I care about the future of this country and where we go from here. And I will make sure I fight till my last breath. God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.